Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody who is joyful that you are alive today? Because there are some people that I am not getting the energy from. Whether you are alive, whether you appreciate the fact that you are alive. But I want a grateful soul in this house, in this auditorium, to lift up your voice and give glory to God. There are some that did not wake up this morning, but the Lord our God has given you life, and you want to just give glory to God that you woke up this morning, that you came to church, that you can hear the sound of my voice. Why don't you give him a shout of praise? Hallelujah. I believe that everybody that ever wakes up any day should be grateful to God. Because some people went to bed last night with lofty plans. They wanted to do so much today, but they did not live to see today. So it is such a blessing that God woke you up this morning. One more time, put your hands together and let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. I want to say thank you all to all the leaders, the pastors, the members of Life Chapel. I know you all are praying for me. So thank you all so much, all the way from Life Chapel. You know, at this time, it's probably about 4:32 a.m. I guarantee you there are people from my church watching this service. Amen. And they will be praying that the Lord will move mightily. I normally preach with the congregation because we are all in the presence of our Lord. Are you all with me? So I want to preach with you. I don't want you only to watch me preach. I want you to be a part of the preaching. So your hallelujahs, your amens, your glory to God, your clapping, your shouting, your waving will all be a part of this preaching. Somebody say amen. This morning, the Lord has put his word in my mouth, and I want to bring you the word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter number 32. Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis, chapter number 32. We are going to read from verse 22. Genesis 32 from verse 22. And we will end at 29. I read. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Shall we all say amen? Amen. Shall we all say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to bring you a word that I have entitled, What is Your Name? What is your name? You know, when I was told that I would be preaching this morning, I was preparing something very beautiful. I was preparing a message that I felt could preach. But the Lord led me to this message. I've heard it preached many times, and I felt it was too common. I felt too many people have heard about this scripture. Too many people have heard about this story. But the Lord told me that He had a specific message for certain people in this congregation and beyond. And this message is going to be a turning point for somebody's life. It might not be for everybody, but it will be for somebody. I don't know who has faith enough to latch onto this word, but I came in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring you the word of the Lord. And if you have faith enough to hold on to this word, I believe that God Almighty is about to rearrange your destiny. God Almighty is about to lift you up to another level. God Almighty is about to turn things around for you. And this message will do you good. This message will set you up for something great. Great, that is yet to come. Somebody say amen to that. Ask somebody sitting beside you, what is your name? Ask another person, what is your name? Hallelujah. As the message progresses, you will get it. And if I am permitted, I will come down a little bit because I believe that I can communicate better when I step down. Am I okay to come down? Okay, I can flow. The Bible says that Jacob arose at night. He took his two wives. I pray to God you don't have two. You have only one. His two female servants and his 11 sons. And he crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them over the brook. And sent over what he had. Then the Bible says Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. You see, it is one thing to be alone. It is another thing to be lonely. There are people who are alone but not lonely. And there are people who are in the midst of a crowd but they are lonely. Because loneliness is a mentality. It is a frame of mind. And Jacob was left alone. Sometimes it is very important for you to be alone. But alone with God. It is very important for you to carve a place for yourself where there is no disturbance. You know, this world is full of noise in our days. We have all kinds of things giving us all kinds of noises. Listen to me, television, internet, all this social media, it creates a lot of noise. People spend hours upon hours on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. And sometimes half of the day is gone on unnecessary things. And they create noises in our spirit. Today, we believe more in what social media has to say than what the word of God has to say. But may you be able to carve a place for yourself where you will be alone with God, where you can download things from heaven above. There is nothing like when God Almighty has uploaded something in your spirit, because when you come out with boldness. When you come out with power. When you come out knowing that it is from the Lord. Everybody else was in a shipwreck. But when Paul stood up, because he had heard from God, he said that nobody is about to perish. We are only going to lose the ship and the goods. Why? Because he had heard from God. I dare you to spend time alone with God and know what God says concerning your life, what God says concerning your marriage, what God says concerning your children, what God says concerning your business, what God says concerning your ministry. Because if you know what God says concerning you, there is nobody you will have to bow to, because you know what God says concerning you. Hallelujah. The man was left alone. sometimes I like to be left alone. I like for everybody sometimes to leave me alone so I can spend time with God. But man of God, the Bible says when he was left alone, a man wrestled with him. You know, I've heard some preachers say that, you know, that God was there to bless him. Why did he wrestle with God? Jacob did not wrestle with God. The Bible says a man wrestled with him. He was left alone. He was minding his own business. There came God. If you read it, you know eventually that this was God. And God entered into his territory. God broke into the arena of Jacob and he began wrestling with Jacob. You know, as humans, we get used to the status quo. We get used to the routine of life. You are born, you go to school, you graduate, you find a job, you marry, you have children. There is a routine. And everybody is kind of programmed to follow the routine. In fact, so much so that when you are in a place and you don't conform to the routine, people call you out. Because you see, it's like everybody, a box has been created, and somewhat, somehow, you have to function within that box. So those of us who dare to break out of the box, sometimes people don't understand us. But I refuse to be put in a box. I refuse that I should just build my life around a routine. I always want to think something different. I always want to do something different. I always want to dare to just step out there and do something else. Something that somebody has not even tried before. So God Almighty, he looked at Joseph and he entered into Jacob and he entered into the arena of Jacob. Sometimes God disturbs your routine. God breaks into your status quo. God breaks into your regular way of life. And sometimes if he does not come to agitate the water a little bit, you will just sit on your behind and do nothing. I pray to God that today he will enter into your arena. I pray to God that today he will disturb your regular life. I pray to God that he will break into your fold and God will just ruffle your feathers a little bit and stir the waters a little bit for you. Because if he stirs the waters, something will change concerning your life. If he stirs the waters, something will cause you to arise. He broke into Jacob's arena and he began to wrestle with him. You are too cool for my liking, God was telling Jacob. You are too calm for my liking. I want to provoke you to something. I want to provoke you into some good works. I want to do something so you will arise up and accomplish something. So God entered into his arena and he began to wrestle with Jacob. You know, there are people, if you are not provoked, you will just sit there. If you are not provoked, you will just sit there. Let me tell you something. Watch everybody that has become great in this world. They dared to do something different. Bill Gates rose up one day, told his dad, he said, "Me, I will put a computer in the hands of every student in this country." And he was a student. He was a student. Told his dad that he would put a computer in the hand of every student in the country. U.S. has over 300 million people. Among them, I don't know how many students, but he said he will be able to put a computer in every home. Today, in our house, I don't know how many computers are there. Probably 6, 7, I don't know. He quit school. I'm not saying quit school. I know human beings, very interesting. You know, my former pastor, the pastor who ordained me, one day he preached a message. He said, "Not everybody who starts with you finishes with you." Very beautiful message. The next day, a guy went to his boss and resigned. And both of them were from the same church, from our church. He went to his boss, he said, "Didn't you hear what Pastor preached yesterday?" He said, "Not everybody who started with you will finish with you." I know I started with you, but I'm done. So, but let me get back to the message. Listen to me. Listen to me. He broke the status quo. He broke the regularity of go to school, finish, work for somebody. Let them determine your pay rate. He broke it. And if you look at Israel, that was not what was happening. That was not the blessing God gave to them. Who programmed us like that? That somebody should determine our manner of living. Somebody designs what we have to wear. Somebody designs how much we should earn. So, and if a person designs how much you should earn, they have contained you. Because then they are saying that this is how far you can go in your life. God entered into the arena of Jacob and he said, no, something must change today. Something must, and I pray to God he will enter into your arena. And he wrestled with Jacob. God said, Jacob also was like, okay, if you are wrestling with me, then bring it on. So he began to wrestle with God also. And the wrestling match was tough. And they wrestled. Remember, the Bible says he went there at night. They wrestled until daybreak. Now, if you are wrestling at night until daybreak, this is not a half an hour thing. This is not 1 hour thing. It was tough. Man versus God. Humanity versus divinity. And Jacob was able to hold on to God. God Almighty. And God could not, he couldn't beat Jacob. So God petitioned Jacob. He said, let me go because the day is breaking. Let me go because the day is breaking. The fact that God said to Jacob, let me go, it meant that Jacob had meant me. I'm not letting you go. You see, one of the things I've realized about church, man of God, is that sometimes you can come to church. The anointing is flowing. The spirit is moving. The power of God is at work. And people will sit in service and go back home the same. Sometimes it is not like God is not moving. Sometimes it's not like there is no power to heal or to save or to deliver. It is just how the person positions themselves to receive from God. Jacob was so determined to get something out of this wrestling match. He was not prepared to let go of God. He wanted to hold on to him because he knew that it was at a moment that he could get something out of it. So he was not ready to let the Lord go. I came here to ask somebody, what brought you to church this morning? Why are you even in church? Did you come to receive something from God? How desperate are you for your miracle? How desperate are you for your breakthrough? How desperate are you for your blessing? How desperate are you for your healing? How desperate are you for God to move in your life? I don't know who is desperate, but I prophesy to the one who has the faith. If you are desperate enough, may God Almighty bring your healing. May God Almighty open that door for you. May God Almighty bring you that breakthrough. May God Almighty make a way for you. May God Almighty connect you to somebody who will unlock the door of victory for you. Somebody shout amen to that. Desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't know about you, but me, when I want something, I go for it. He said, I am not letting go. God was pleading with a human being, let me go. This morning, may your heart be set to receive something from God. May you be the one that is like Jacob. I will let you go. Even when God was pleading with Jacob, Jacob said, I am not letting you go until you bless me. I pray that you will come to a place where you be this morning like God. I've been in services. I've been in crusades. I've been in programs. But this morning, God, I am not living here until you open that door for me. I am not living here until you assure me that that new job has been given to me. I'm not leaving here until you show me that man or that woman that I need to marry. I am not leaving here until you step in for my children. My children have gone wayward. I have tried all I can. God, today I need the grace. Step into my marriage. Step into my home. Step into my family. Step into this place where I will know for sure that my children are coming back home. I know that my wayward child ought to come back home. So Lord God Almighty, won't you bring him back home? He's been gone for too long. Let him come back home. Lord, I am holding on to you in prayer. If you don't let him come, I am not letting go until you bless my son. Said, I won't let go until you bless me. Now wait. Let me ask you a question. If you ask me to let you go, and I say all I need from you is a blessing, what is that blessing? Won't you just give me a blessing? You want to go, right? And I ask for a blessing. You said I should let you go because the day is breaking. I said I won't let you go because I need a blessing. What then does the Lord have to do? Give Jacob the blessing. But you know the Lord's answer to that? What is your name? The man asked for a blessing. The Lord's response is, what is your name? Now, wait. It doesn't even make sense. Sometimes God does some things that beat my understanding. The man says, bless me. God says, what is your name? What is the correlation between what is your name and the blessing? What is your name? Mind you, the God that we are talking about is the omniscient God. That means he knows everything. He knows everything that has ever been. He knows everything that is, and he knows everything that shall ever be. God knows everything. You think God did not know the name of Jacob? God knew the name of Jacob, and yet he asked him, what is your name? So, if God's response to Jacob was, what is your name? Then what was the reason? He knew his name all right. He knew what Jacob was asking for. He was going to give it to him because eventually he gave it to him. But he asked him, what is your name? And this morning, he is asking everyone, what is your name? What is your name? I have a very short time, but let me do a demonstration. Okay. Watch this. Watch this. Pastor Solomon, come. Look at where I'm even looking now. Look. Pastor Solomon, come. I'm looking here, right? But what is happening here? Somebody is coming. Why is he coming? Because I called his name. I called his name. That means a name identifies you. Not only does it identify you, when he came, why didn't he come? Why didn't he come? Why didn't she come? It does not only identify you, it also distinguishes you from others. Is that not true? Your name is a very powerful thing. When your father gave you the name, God Almighty acknowledged the name. I know that because when God came to Abraham, he said, Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, did God give him Abraham? His father gave him Abraham, but God acknowledges the name. Is that not true? Your name is a very powerful thing. So when I called your name, you came. Please go sit down. Not only that is what we all know, that your name identifies you. Your name distinguishes you from others. That's not the only thing. Sometimes there is a name that is attached to you that may not be the name your father gave to you. That one has to do with your character. It has to do with your achievements. It has to do with your failures. It has to do with your past. It has to do with what you do. It has to do something about your inner self. For example, sometimes somebody asks, oh, do you know that woman? Oh, which woman? Oh, then they mention your name. I don't remember that name. Oh, you don't remember her? Your name has been mentioned, all right, but somebody doesn't remember you. Then they say, oh, the one that stood for the presidency and got only 1%. All of a sudden, oh, that one. You see, so there is something else that identifies you. When God was asking the name of Jacob, yes, he was asking the name that identifies him, but the name also was significant of something else. Because he said, my name is what? Jacob. What is Jacob? Jacob is a very interesting name. See, Jacob was a twin. His twin brother was Esau. Esau came first. When Esau was coming from the mother's womb, next was supposed to be Jacob. But Jacob, he didn't even wait for his time. When Esau was coming, okay, grabbing his heel was Jacob. So while Esau was coming out, Jacob was holding on to the heel of Esau. So the name actually means heel grabber. I will explain it further. Wait. We'll get there. Heel grabber. Who is a heel grabber? A supplanter. Some of you have heard the word supplanter. What does supplant, to supplant mean? To supplant is to usurp. To supplant is to stand in for someone or take the place of someone by force or by guile. That means you scheme yourself in to take the position of someone else. That means this was a con man. This was a fraudster. This was someone you don't do business with. If you try it, he will sell you the sand in front of your own house. This was Jacob. This was a trickster. This was somebody who was determined. If Jacob wanted something, he would get it. But you know what? He will find ways and means of getting it by hook or crook. That was Jacob. But one thing I know about my God is that he does not, we used to joke about it, God does not bless ugly. No, I'm not talking about ugly as in fascia. No. You see, when we want a blessing from God, we want what is not blessed, and we want God to put the blessing upon what is not blessed. I want you to understand something, child of God, that God does not do it that way. When Elisha asked for a double portion of the anointing upon Elijah, when Elijah was taken up and the mantle fell, you know the first thing Elisha did? He tore his own mantle. He tore his only garment because there was absolutely no way he could put the mantle of Elijah on his mantle. You know what, God? The reason why God asked, what is your name, was because he was not about to bestow the blessing upon a con man, upon a fraudster, upon a trickster. God was not going to honor a liar. God was not going to honor somebody who was not going according to his ways. He wanted Jacob to acknowledge the fact that there is something wrong about your life, and you need to strip yourself of that first, and then I can bless you. So he said, what is your name? He said, Jacob, the heel grabber, the supplanter, the usurper, the liar, the trickster, the fraudster, the con man. God said, okay, you need a blessing from me. But you want me to bless a con man. You want me to bless a liar. You want me to bless a trickster. That ain't gonna happen. Let's rearrange things for you. Your name shall no longer be called. Let's first deal with the internal issues. When we deal with the internal issues, now I can bestow the blessing upon you. You shall no longer be called a heel grabber. You shall no longer be called a supplanter. From now on, you are Israel. Israel in the Hebrew, okay, it means a prince with God. So from now you are a prince with me. Go down. He says that, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord could have blessed him, but he didn't want to bless him because he was a fraudster, because he was a trickster. This morning, something is about to change in your life. That which has to be removed will be removed. There is a name that has been given you according to your past. According, there are some people, listen to me, sometimes, you know what, years can pass. Man of God, human beings can be cruel. Somebody did an abortion when they were 17 years old. They are 42 and people are still referring to them as the one who did an abortion. 42. That thing happened when they were 17. Human beings are cruel. They will attach to you a name that you don't even want to hear again. Are you hearing me? You got pregnant at 15. You have lived on, even you had 3 children. And people are still referring to as the one that got pregnant when she was 15. The guy stole, okay, when he was a student. And he was caught. Yes, everybody knew that he had stolen. Now he is a chief executive in a job, a workplace. And still, oh, you don't remember him? When we were in school, he was the one that stole. You see, people give us all kinds of names. Yeah. Sitting here, we all might be carrying names. Sometimes we ourselves, there's a name we give to ourselves. Yeah. Me? You want me to go and lead prayer? Do you mean me? Oh, no. As for me, I am. And then you begin to call your own name. But today, may Yahweh in heaven above turn your situation around. May he rearrange your destiny. God is giving you a new name. What is the name you carried to church this morning? You are not going back with that name. Maybe that Akosia name is attached to something that you did in the past. Maybe that John name is attached to a failure in the past. Maybe the name you carry is attached to something of an abomination. I don't know the name you came to church this morning with. Whatever name it is, God is about to turn that name around. God is about to give you a new name. I said God is about to give you a brand new name. I don't know about you, but to everyone that believes, there is a new name coming upon you, because when God has put the new name upon you, then you can receive the blessing. I know you need a blessing from God. I know you need healing from God. I know you need deliverance from God, but he is turning things around for you first. He is giving you a new name first, so you can attract a blessing from God. If you believe it, shout yes. Whatever your name is, things are about to turn around. I said things are about to turn around for you. You are rising up from this place and going out with a new name. Let me end this message. Picture for a moment, after the encounter, Jacob going back to his people, limping a little bit. Please forgive me, but let me just demonstrate. Limping because he was having pain from the socket that had been touched. He was limping. And then he would go. What do you think people will still call him? What do you think people will still call him? Jacob. That is one thing I've known about this life. Man of God, God can turn things around for you. God can elevate you. There are some people, they will never see that. All they know about you is where you used to be. They will call you by where you used to be, and you are long gone from that place. You are long gone. I was preaching, you know, I think to the evening service, and I told them, I said, listen, sometimes people who have known us, they think they still know us. You still don't know the person. One encounter with God can change the destiny of somebody. And so if you met somebody yesterday and you meet the person today, don't think you still know the person. Maybe the person has had an encounter with Jehovah God, and something has changed for the person. Hallelujah. This morning,
You will leave this sanctuary. You will go back home. People will see you. Maybe you were such an angry person. People were asking, why are you so angry? But you are going to go back home with a smile on your face and with joy in your heart and laughter in your mouth. The people who have known you before, because you have been suffering, they will look at you and they will wonder, why are you smiling so much? Why are you laughing so much? Tell them, God has given me a new name. He has given me a new name. What is your name? God is about to transform you to another man, another woman. He's putting a new name upon you. You are attracting blessings from on high. I thought I was preaching to see him. Where are the people of faith? Where are the people who believe in God? I said, God is about to put a new name upon you. Somebody shout yes.
A new name. A new name. From now, you become an overcomer. You who could not break through. You tried 3 times, 4 times, it didn't work. People are thinking you are a follower. You know, man of God, the place you came to see, that small place, we left there in 2019 or so. We left there. We went to a bigger place. And even that one, very soon, we are going to live there.
Amen.
I remember when Apostle General came there. He sat down. He looked at the place. He said, Bishop, you people have exceeded my expectation. He looked around and he said, you people have exceeded my expectation. I remember where we used to be. It was nice and cozy, but it was so small. And I remember when somebody opened the mouth and said, oh, they say they are leaving. Every day they say they are leaving. They will never leave. And when someone says that, it stirs out some righteous anger in the inside of me. You know, when someone dares you, sometimes there are naysayers, there are people, there are doubters, there are people, they will still know you as Jacob. They don't know you have transitioned to Israel. On the day we moved and we came to the new place, it was a fanfare. It was a mighty move. And listen to me. When I looked at the place, I said, yes, the Lord has done it. He has given us a new name. I said, God is giving you a new name. I said, God is giving you a new name. You are an overcomer. You are a successful person. Listen to me. Greatness shall be your name. You shall be great. I don't know what your mother called you. I don't know what your father called you. I don't know how your friends have known you. But God Almighty, He is giving you a new name. Some of you are rising up. Yesterday you were a widow, but God Almighty is giving you a new man. Let me tell you, those who have known you as a widow, the next time they see you, they will see you married, and you will have a ring. Oh, come on, somebody. You will have a ring on your finger because God is giving you a new name.
A new name. A new name.
I said, a new name. What is your name? What is your name? They call you a failure. That name is long gone. Today, God is turning it around. The people who are giving you a handout, very soon, you will be giving them money. You will be giving them cities. You'll be giving them in dollars. I don't know who believes it. I said the people who were giving you a handout, tomorrow you will be giving them money, and you will be giving them in dollars. I know some people who saw me when I was young, when I was walking on the streets of University of Ghana in Legon. They saw me as a student. I come back. I remember I was preaching in La Paz, and this young man walked in. That was my schoolmate, and I was preaching, and the Spirit of God came upon me. I was under a strong unction. He came to the front, and he knelt down for me to pray upon him. My own schoolmate. Because God had given me a new name. Man of God, during our time, we started Radio Universe. Myself, Kalawang, that's Odate Willington, Odate Willington, Moses Darocha, Elvis Efree, and Honorable. All of us were the ones that started Radio Universe at that time. That was the time of, you know, Haruna Idrisu and all that. We were all on campus. And my slot, I had 2 slots, early in the morning and Sunday night or something like that. And I had a jingle because my jingle ended with DJ Moise. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on me. Danny Nete of blessed memory, he did that jingle for me. I think with Zap Mallet. They did it. When they finished everything, it just played a little bit and it goes, DJ Moise. I was having my 50th birthday celebration. It was huge. And a friend of mine came. In fact, friends of mine came. And one of them after church, you know, just being a friend, saw me and was like, hey, looked around, hey, DJ Moise. And one of my ushers heard, said, please, that's our bishop. My name had changed from DJ Moise to bishop. Somebody give glory to God. What is your name? God is about to change your name. God is about to lift you up. God is about to exalt you. God is about to promote you. I said God is about to put a new name upon you. Somebody shout yes. Please rise to your feet. Hallelujah.